There are many stories in the scriptures in which Jesus is invited to dinner. Not only the story we read this morning of Jesus coming into the house of Simon, but then there's the story of Matthew, the tax collector, inviting Jesus into his house for dinner, and the story of Zacchaeus, having been called down from the tree, Jesus saying, "Today I will dine in your house." There are many other stories where Jesus sits at the table as a guest. And in each one of those stories, forgiveness and reconciliation is key. In every one of those stories, there is some surprise at who gathers around that table. In every one of those stories, Jesus is never the host, he is always the guest. And in every one of those stories, Jesus shows forth the mercy of God. There is a practice among Native Americans that when a family member dies after the funeral and after the burial, then everyone comes back to share a meal. A plate is prepared and is put at the table, and everyone sits down, and that plate is the plate for the person who has died. And one of the family is chosen to sit in that spot and to eat from that plate. And that person is called the sin eater. Because what is believed is that in eating from that plate, in eating from the plate of the deceased person, then whatever unfinished business still remains among family and friends, whatever tension is resolved and reconciliation is achieved, and if the person be guilty of sin before God, that sin is forgiven. That the table becomes the place of God's mercy and God's forgiveness. Well, you and I are invited to the table of the Lord. And it is the table of reconciliation. It is the table in which we are forgiven and called into union with God and called into reconciliation and union with each other. Jesus is, if you will, the sin eater. He takes upon himself all of the sin and all of the brokenness of the human family. In a spirit of faith and confidence, we turn to the Lord God and we express our needs in prayer.
That the community of God's people may be a source of peace, forgiveness, and reconciliation. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may be led to conversion and renewal of heart. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may be gentle in our judgment of others. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That in our families and communities, we may be attentive to the good that is done and not be discouraged by each other's shortcomings. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we who come together to pray and to celebrate the Eucharist may be reconciled with one another and live together in peace. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That fathers of families may rejoice in their children and be freed from any anxiety. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.